The Nationals and the Mets locking horns at Citi Field. Daniel Murphy and friends have lost five of their last six games, but Bryce Harper looks to change things around in the first.
That ball banged to right field. See you later. RBI 50, home run 17.
Nats leading 1-0 in the top of the fourth. Wieters at second, Gesellman deals. And a swing and a pop fly shallow center. Out goes Rivera, in comes Lagares. This one may fall, it does! Wieters headed home. Gio's fifth hit and fifth RBI this year. The Nationals double their lead, it's 2-0.
With Murphy, they still have a chance with runners first and third with double play to get them out of the inning.
That's a ground ball, fair by Duda. Scoring is Goodwin. Zimmerman to third. Bob Henley's going to send him.
Into third is Murphy with a two-run triple. And he is now 3-for-3 in this game. Continues to tear it up against his old club, the Mets.
Rendon jam. This one has a chance to fall. And the Nats lead 5-1.
His 40th RBI of the year. Three runs home in the inning. Now the pitch to Taylor is hit high in the air to deep center field.
See you later. Michael A. Taylor straight away, 7-1.
It was indeed a happy 68th birthday for Nats skipper Dusty Baker as he saw his team cruise to an 8-3 win against the Mets at Citi Field on Thursday night. Here is the birthday boy sharing his thoughts on the big win.
You know, he threw the ball great tonight. And, you know, you like that when his tempo is good. Defense was sharp and we got some timely hits. I was a little worried early in the game when we had those runners on second and third and didn't get them in and had a couple guys on second base with nobody out and, you know, didn't advance them. But, you know, we kept grinding, and that's the secret.
You mentioned before the game, Brian Goodwin's power series, two doubles again tonight. Just right. You see more the same with him?
Yeah, well, hey, man, like I said, it's you know, he wants to play, and, you know, it's who I'm matching him up against, guys that I think that, you know, throw kind of into his swing, and he's learning. He's learned how to hit. His confidence is off the roof right now, you know, and he's playing ball. And, you know, he can do a lot of things. And, like I said, I rested Michael yesterday, and he got, you know, a big home run today. And Goody can play center, right, and left. You know, he can play all three positions. And it's good to see Michael and good to see Anthony. Whenever I give him a day off, seems like he responds. I don't know what his batting average is, but after a day off, it's pretty good. So, you know, and Murph continues to play great everywhere, but especially here in New York. And, you know, Harp got us on the board right away. And then Gio kept the lead.
As well as the middle of your order is going right now, how difficult do you think it is for opposing pitchers to navigate that 3-6?
Well, you know, and then as soon as we get Trey going, then it'll be tough, you know, for anybody to navigate. But, you know, you got to get guys on in front of those guys. I mean, that's the secret, because you don't want them leading off the inning, or you don't want the pitcher to be in the stretch. I mean, in the windup, you want him to be in the stretch. So. It's a great feeling when you got guys that you know can hit, and they know they can hit.
Dusty, you mentioned how well Murphy hits everywhere, but especially here. Do you think he's still fueled at all by that?
Well, I'm hoping he's fueled the rest of his career. You know what I mean? And you know, whatever he needs, you know, to fuel him. I mean, he'll probably say no, but I was in his position a couple times, and it was big. You know what Murphy's has done here. You know, he's sort of quieted the boos early. They boo him, but it wasn't his fault. And but, hey, I'm glad we got him.
Dusty, you've seen Harper at quite many a moonshot, but, you know, that first inning home run today, was that one of the hardest balls you've ever seen?
Well, yeah, I mean, that wasn't a moonshot. I mean, that was like a Hank Aaron shot. You know, that was like a high line drive. And it didn't take any time. As soon as he hit it, you know, he was – the ball's out. So, you know, it just shows you, you know, he didn't, like Hanks used to say, it's not how far, it's how many. And so, you know, and he hit the ball hard to left field too. So I'm sure Harper's right around the corner.
It's been 26 games for Daniel Murphy facing his former Mets team. And Murph has reached base safely in all 26 games. He was a big offensive contributor on Thursday night as he shared his thoughts in the Nationals' 8-3 win against the Mets at Citi Field.
He's just throwing multiple pitches for strikes, I think, in multiple quadrants of the zone. He's able to attack left-handers and right-handers and keep them off balance, and he was so good tonight to be able to manipulate that lineup for 7 innings. I think it was just the 3 runs, if I'm not mistaken. Really good job by Gio. Fun to watch behind him. Worked fast, pounding the zone. It was a great start.
You talk all the time about traffic on the base paths when you have successful at-bats. From a tangible sense, how does that traffic on the base paths impact the at-bats that you're having in a positive way?
Well, I think the biggest thing is when you get guys out there and you get runners in, on the bases, it puts the pitcher in a high leverage situation. And so it also opens up holes as well, too, that aren't normally opened up if the bases are empty. I thought Bryce did a great job in that first inning, getting a positive count, putting a really good swing on that 3-1 heater, kind of getting us off and running. Zim had great at-bats today. Fortunately, I was able to hit some ground balls that found some holes. But you know, the way Goody swung the bat today, I just thought up and down the lineup, we really were able to put sustained pressure on the opposing pitcher.
You've been asked so many times about playing against that team. I will not ask you that question, but I will ask you about playing here. When you're in a ballpark that you have so many years of experience playing in, does that create some sort of sense of comfort for you when you're in the batter's box?
I don't know. You know, I have a lot of at-bats here. I don't know if that's one of those things. I think, one of them may be, again, there's holes open up when people are on base that aren't usually opened up as well. So, I don't know if it's that, excited to be able to have some success and get this series started off on the right note. Gio did a great job today, turned it over the bullpen. I thought Joe looked good. Ollie did a really good job. I know how well Conforto's swinging the bat. And so, the bullpen looked good tonight as well, too.
The Nats will send Max Scherzer to the mound on Friday. He'll be opposed by the lefty, Steven Matz.